Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about relationship and results. In our walk with God, I think we need these two things. We need, first and foremost, a relationship with Him, to grow in our relationship with Him, to know Him more and more. But then there's another side of this, that we need some results in our lives as well. That relationship that we have with God should be producing fruit in our lives. God wants to take us on this journey, a God story like we talked about yesterday. He wants to take us on this journey where He makes us fruitful, He multiplies us, and He increases us greatly. And that all comes from that foundation of the relationship. Being connected to Him, spending time with Him should be bearing fruit and producing results in our life. And I think we need both of those. We need relationship and results in our walk with God. Let's get started with prayer, and then we'll get into this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them. And Father, I thank You. I thank You for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of Your dear Son. I thank You for Your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that You, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which You've called us and the riches of Your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of Your power to us who believe. The same power that You exercised in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and seated Him at Your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And You put all things under His feet and made Him to be the head of the body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask You to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive Your purpose and grace and Your love and Your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask You to keep Your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in Your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in You. And I ask You to stretch out Your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now it's time for us to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Four fundamentals. Remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. We want to grow in our relationship with God, and have that relationship be producing results and producing fruit in our lives. And we got to become masters of the fundamentals. I think these four fundamentals can do both of these things and help you grow in your relationship with God, to feel more and more connected with Him, to know Him more and more. And Jesus said, John 17:3, this is eternal life. Jesus's definition of eternal life, that we would know God and know Jesus Christ whom He sent. That's Jesus's definition of eternal life, that we would know God, to be in personal relationship with Him, to know Him. And then out of that relationship, that connection with Him is producing fruit in our lives as God begins to work through us. But it all starts, number one, with our first fundamental, getting positioned in the light. God's released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the kingdom of Jesus. And we got to take our position in that light. Every day as time moves forward another day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light every day. Every day, we got to keep taking this step to get ourselves positioned back in the light. It's a daily thing that we have to do every day. This is a practice that we have to walk in. How do we do that? It's forgiveness of sins that brings us in. It's the forgiveness of sins that makes all this possible. Out of what was the motivation for this forgiveness? It was God's goodness and his grace and his love and his cherishing of us that brought us in. We have to receive that from God. One of the greatest and easiest ways to receive from God. Everything we receive from God, we receive by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. So to stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise continually is one of the most important keys to staying positioned in light. Staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise all day. And then we've got to stay positioned in forgiveness. To stay positioned in forgiveness, where that forgiveness, we're receiving it from God. It's flowing through us. Everything we receive from God has to flow through us in order for this relationship to produce fruit in our lives. It's got to flow through us out into the world. It happens from the inside out. We've got to receive it from God on the inside. One of the greatest ways, like I said, open yourself up to receive through thanksgiving and praise continually. Then we got to walk in that same grace and forgiveness and love with ourselves. And it's got to flow through us to other people. Where we forgive others, we give them the same grace God has given us. Take that pressure off of them, just like God has done for us. To walk in that same love, to walk in the light, to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. Love was the motivation for all this. God is love and God is light. Therefore, to walk in the light is to walk in love. And what is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It doesn't envy or boast. Always hopes, always trusts, always assumes the best about people, always perseveres. To stay positioned in the light. That's our first fundamental. Then we got to magnify that light. Our second fundamental, magnifying the light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. How does this happen? I think it's all about what we're magnifying in our lives. Every day we're all magnifying something. What does it mean to magnify? It means to make bigger or to make greater. We're all magnifying something. The question is, what is it? Are we magnifying light or are we magnifying darkness? God gives us the choice. We can choose to magnify light or we can choose to magnify darkness. All based on what? All based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on every day, what we're rolling over in our minds consistently. We're all thinking about something, talking about something every day. To magnify the light is to magnify the greatness of God, his amazing, steadfast, unfailing love, to magnify his word and his promises and his faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills, that he always keeps his promises. He's never early, he's never late. He's working continually for our good. It's to set your minds on the things above, where God is working for your good. To set your minds on what is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. To set your mind on those things and to keep magnifying them, to talk about them, to think about them, to rehearse them, to meditate on them over and over and over. To magnify your positioning. That because of Jesus, you've been made righteous. You can be seated at God's right hand. To magnify that positioning. But the alternative is we can magnify darkness. We can be positioned in venting and complaining and airing our frustrations, talking about the problem from every angle that we can think of, talking about all the issues that are going on, rolling the problem over and over in our mind, trying to figure it all out. And the reality is, the more you do that, the more you focus on those issues and problems, the more you're growing that darkness, the more you're magnifying that darkness, and the further away from the solution you go. This is not denying that there's issues or problems or whatever there is in life. But it's choosing not to magnify them, to turn them back around, to turn the tables on them and bring them back into light. Because the good news is, if we're off track, we're magnifying the darkness, we're positioned in darkness, it literally takes 1 second to change your focus, to get back positioned and magnifying that light again. But we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. We got to become skilled. This is a skill. This is a practice that we can develop of recognizing the symptoms of what we're magnifying. Emotions are one of the greatest gifts. Your emotions and feelings on the inside. Why did God give them to us? They're one of the greatest gifts that He's given us because they are a form of feedback. Emotions are a form of feedback, letting us know where our positioning is. Letting us know what we're magnifying on the inside. And He's given us this amazing gift of grace that we can literally turn it back around in 1 second if we get good at this. This is one of the key fundamentals. So what are the symptoms? Position in the light. Everything feels light and free and easy and effortless. Like you're growing and your life is being fruitful and productive. And it's easy and effortless and change is happening. Usually positioned in thanksgiving and humility. And on the backside of that, that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow to equip you and to empower you to function in God's ability rather than your own. It's energizing when we're in the light. You can feel your energy levels increase. You can be working hard all day long, doing hard work, but you can do it positioned in the light. And you could have more energy at the end of the day than when you started, because that light is producing that energy through you. You're resting and God's working through you. The alternative is, when we're focused on darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, confusing, like there's no way out, like you're stuck or you're trapped. Maybe you keep tripping or stumbling and making the same mistakes or the bad habits or the same vicious cycles keep repeating themselves over and over and over and over and over again. And then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety and the dread of the future, the frustration and disappointment and all these types of things. And just paying attention to how you feel today. And turning it back around. Just start praising and thanking God as the opener to bring you right back in. And start magnifying God and His word and His promises and His faithfulness and His love. His character of who He is. And as we get positioned in the light, you can see. You could know what to do today. Which leads us to our third fundamental. What do you know to do today? Often we get this list of things that are piling up on the inside that maybe we haven't taken action on. And those things begin to block your clarity. As they begin to pile up on the inside, you can feel that pressure increase. And it begins to block your clarity and your ability to hear from God as clearly. What are those things that you know to do? Sometimes we get caught up meditating on and focused on the things that we're unclear of, the things that we're uncertain of. And we get stuck in paralysis because we don't know what to do. And the question becomes, how can you spin that back around? What do you know to do today? What can you do today? And taking action today, let's make today a masterpiece. And how do you do that? Stay positioned in the light, keep magnifying that light, and do the things that you know to do. Do the good that you know to do today. What do you know to do today? What can you do today? And do those things. And do them the right way. With peace and joy and confidence in God, positioned in the light. Because we're trusting in Him. We're relying on Him to flow through us. Jesus said, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. Relying and trusting on Him to flow through you to make these things happen. Because let's face it, in our own ability, we're not able to do much. But with Him, nothing's impossible. Then our fourth fundamental. Staying tuned in to His leading and His voice. As you do these first three fundamentals, you stay positioned in the light. You magnify that light. You do the things you know to do. It's something like tuning a radio receiver where you're just tuning that dial. And all of a sudden, your ability to hear God's leading and direction and voice in your life begins to greatly increase. Comes through so clear. And you're able to hear His leading and direction. And then as you begin to repeat this cycle, you hear His leading and direction, and then you keep doing the things that you know to do. It begins to build this virtuous cycle where one step leads you to the next. And God begins to lead you one graceful, beautiful step at a time to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes some time, but all along that path, your relationship with Him is growing, and the steps that He's having you take begin to produce fruit in your life. Like I said, God wants to take us on this journey to make us fruitful, to multiply us, and to increase us greatly in our lives, to cause us to abound. But Jesus said, unless you abide in Me, can't produce anything. If you abide in Me, you'll produce much fruit, and it will be fruit that lasts. This is something, I've got a section in my book, 7 Days with Jesus, the first book that I wrote, 7 Days with Jesus, talking about relationships and results. This is something I learned working as a personal trainer in the gym for a long time, is that you can have a client come into the gym. And we always would talk with our trainers. There's two important things with our clients. And I'm going to add one more third one on there today, actually, too, as I'm thinking about it. But the two most important things for a client who was working on their own, or for a trainer that was working on their own, are building a good relationship and rapport with that client. Because unless that client trusts you, they trust your knowledge, they trust that you know what you're doing, they trust that you have their best interests at heart, they're often not going to do what you ask them to do. But then there's a results part of this, that clients are coming there expecting a result. So there's two parts that have to happen. And this is true for most businesses, is that you have to have a relationship and you have to have a result. You need both of those things to happen. Now, in the personal training world, it's very possible, I've seen it happen before, to develop an amazing relationship with a client, but they never get any results. Maybe they're not doing their part. They're not doing the things they're supposed to do when they're not at the gym. It's possible to have an amazing relationship, but to have no results. In those cases, the clients usually end up staying for a long time. They're usually pretty loyal because the relationship is good. But the whole picture of what's happening is not good because they came there for a result and they're not getting what they were hoping for. On the flip side of this, some personal trainers are really good at getting clients results, but they're jerks. They don't develop very good relationships with their clients. And what happens in those cases, the clients usually get good results and then they leave. It's this combination. We need results and relationships. I'm going to throw one more on there as well today. I always tell people, for business owners, something I've learned as a business owner for many years and hiring people and working with employees and things like that. Really, there's three things that you want. You want someone who's personable and likable, does a good job in their relationships with their clients and the customers is one. You want someone who's knowledgeable and produces results, number two. Then there's a third factor. they got to work well with the team, which goes back to relationships again as well. All comes back to relationships and results. But the third factor was working well with the team. We would see some trainers did a great job with their clients. Great job with their clients. Produce good results, got a good relationship, good results with their clients, but they had a hard time integrating and working well together with a team. Need all three of those things. So in our time of communion today, just a time to grow in our relationship with God. But remember, that relationship should begin to produce fruit in our lives. And we need both of those. So the time of communion today, just of thanksgiving, thanking God for this opportunity to have a relationship with Him. And His desire, His ability, His knowledge on how to make our lives fruitful. Father, we're just so thankful for You. Thankful for Jesus. That You loved us so much, You were willing to send Your one and only Son to die for us. And if You would do that, how would You not freely give us all things? The cup of Your wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of Your blessing. And we could know You and have relationship with You and see You working through us in our lives. I believe one of the things that God wants most from us is a testimony. To put off our old selves and to have a God story in our lives, where our lives are changed and transformed from our relationship with Him. I think that's the thing that God wants most. This personal relationship with Him that leads to a transformed life. A life that is producing fruit, that's multiplying, that's increasing greatly, all caused by Him. You weren't the source of it. It was a God story, like we talked about yesterday. Father, we thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread. He said, "This is My body broken for You. Do this in remembrance of Me." Then He told His disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that He makes you right with God and holy and perfect in His sight through His one sacrifice. We can approach God with freedom and confidence to find grace and help in our time of need and have this relationship with Him. Growing in that, knowing Him more and more each day. Father, we thank You for this bread and ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into light. And the motivation behind all that was love. The motivation behind all of it was love. Father, we thank You for this cup. And ask You to bless it. In Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Today, this day, this is the day that the Lord has made. It's time to make today a masterpiece. How you can do that? Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying God. Do the things that you know to do today and do them trusting and relying on Him. And stay tuned in to his leading and direction today. You do those four things. And you make quick adjustments if you ever get off track. You're going to begin to experience this where your relationship with him is going to just grow so quickly. It's going to grow so quickly. And he's going to begin to produce amazing fruit in your life. He's going to begin to multiply you. He's going to begin to increase you greatly. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.